All right, wrestling fans, this is Southern Dynamite, and that means it is time for Pro Wrestling America, this week coming to you from the United Center in Chicago, Illinois. 9 big matches, 3 titles on the line as Dan Spivey continues to go on his rampage as the television champion. But then also Cowboy Ron Bass defends the Illinois heavyweight title against an open invitation. And then Stone Cold Steve Austin defends the world heavyweight title against Sting. So you know that's going to be a great match once we get to that. But like I said, we have 9 matches. So let's get to them. Opening match has Rolando Freeman facing off against Facade. Freeman and Facade have an acceptable match. The Neon Assassin nearly has the match won several times, but Pringle manages to help Freeman escape each pin attempt. After Pringle grabs Facade's feet as he hits the middle rope for an Acai moonsault, Freeman takes advantage of every opportunity to avoid Facade for the rest of the time limit. When the bell rings, Facade is irate. Pringle and Freeman celebrate outside the ring. Facade runs into the opposite ropes. He runs up the turnbuckle and flies off with a spinning leg lariat on both of them. Facade grabs Freeman's legs and catapults him into the ring post before leaving the ringside area. Sure, Freeman is very excited about this 15-minute time limit draw. Facade, not so much. But then again, Facade thought he had the match won several times. Will this happen again? Who knows? We go on to the next match. Television title on the line. Open invitation brought out Jeff Gaylord, coming from Memphis Championship Wrestling to challenge Dan Spivey. It's amazing. 2 weeks ago, Spivey was complaining that nobody was coming in and accepting an invitation. Well, that's because typically nobody wants the television title. I mean, there's not really much to it. But Gaylord doesn't have a title in Memphis, so here's his shot. The two have a wonderful match, matching power for power. Neither man is able to gain enough of an advantage to put the other away before the time limit expires. When the bell rings, the two stop and stare at each other. Finally, Spivey holds out his hand for Gaylord to shake. Gaylord accepts the handshake and the two leave to appreciative cheers from the crowd, despite both being heels. Second match in a row, a 15-minute time limit draw. But this could be a great opportunity if we could sign Jeff Gaylord to a contract with the PWA. That would be an interesting program between him and Dan Spivey over the television title. But Gaylord is not one who wants to leave Memphis at the moment. Next match going on with the gang warfare, even though it was thought to be done with last week with the third of the cage war matches. This week we have Jeff Jarrett and Kendall Windham facing off against Brickhouse Brown and Billy Travis. These two teams have been struggling to stay in the top 10 in the tag team rankings. Both of these teams want to be considered top contenders for the titles, but they have been too consumed with each other. The match is nothing different. Kendall and Brickhouse work the bulk of the match. Brickhouse and Billy finally manage to keep Kendall on their side of the ring. Billy pins him after a spike pile driver behind Tommy Young's back as he tries to keep Jarrett out of the ring. Jarrett only leaves the ring because Pringle slaps Trish. So your winners, Brickhouse Brown and Billy Travis, in a time of 16 minutes, 2 seconds. And this gang war between the two of these, especially Jarrett and Freeman, although I you know could be Jarrett and Travis really more often than that, but Rolando Freeman's more of an outspoken mouthpiece for a stable. But yeah, you get Percy Pringle and Trish Stratus involved, it's going to be a cat fight. All right, next match, Disco Inferno facing off against Brad Armstrong. And Disco and Brad have a wonderful match. With Pringle's actions in the last match, he has been barred from ringside for the rest of the card. Sunshine takes advantage of Disco's preoccupation with Pringle's absence. She distracts him as he goes up for the blockbuster. Brad nails him with a vicious right hand before a superplex for the pin in a time of 11 minutes, 40 seconds. Your winner is Brad Armstrong. Next match has the Fabulous Freebirds facing off against PG-13. The Freebirds have an easy match with PG-13 as they quickly eliminate JC Ice from the match with the Spike Piledriver. They basically play with Wolfie D until Gordy drills him into the mat with a belly-to-belly suplex before Hayes drops a fist from the middle rope for the pin. In a time of 4 minutes, 56 seconds, your winners are the Fabulous Freebirds. Next match, Lance Storm facing off against Jerry Lawler. And Storm and Lawler have a great match. Storm takes charge of the match, but Lawler tosses him out of the ring. Lawler drops the strap and levels Storm several times with left hands. Finally, a very punch-drunk Storm staggers into a pile driver for the pin in a time of 10 minutes, 25 seconds. Your winner is Jerry the King Lawler. Next match, Illinois heavyweight title implications on the line here. Iceman King Farson's taking on Tully Blanchard. And Iceman and Tully have a wonderful match until Ron Bass comes down to the ring. For a couple of minutes, he just stands at the end of the aisle with the Illinois heavyweight title belt draped over his shoulder. He seems to be providing incentive for both wrestlers as they consider themselves top contenders for the title. Tully throws Iceman out of the ring. Bass tosses Iceman back into the ring. Bass climbs onto the ring apron. David Manning tries to keep him out of the ring, but Bass shoves him out of the way. Bass climbs through the ropes as Tully whips Iceman into the turnbuckle. Bass rushes the corner with an avalanche splash on Iceman. Manning calls for the bell immediately. Tully and Bass double-team Iceman for a minute before Tommy Rich rushes down to the ring to make the save. Rich tosses Tully out of the ring and stands toe-to-toe with Bass in the middle of the ring. The winner of the match by disqualification is Iceman King Parsons in a time of 9 minutes, 8 seconds. Now, where is Tommy Rich coming from? Well, Tommy Rich is the open challenge for Cowboy Ron Bass's Illinois heavyweight title. So since he decided to get himself involved in the last match, so Tommy Rich decides he ought to even up the odds. And this is Wildfire Tommy Rich, the Brew City heavyweight champion from Milwaukee. And the two champions remain toe-to-toe from their standing at the end of the last match. It seems like they've forgotten about Iceman also in the ring. Well, Iceman leaves the ring, but he stays nearby. Bass and Rich have an interesting match as the styles clash. Rich has the upper hand in the match, but Iceman has seen enough. He climbs into the ring as Rich power slams Bass in the middle of the ring. Iceman drops an elbow across Bass's chest. David Manning once again immediately calls for the bell and the disqualification. When Iceman gets up, Rich gets into his face. Rich asks what Iceman is thinking. Sunshine slides the Illinois heavyweight title belt in the ring. Iceman picks up the belt and holds it high. He tells Rich that the belt is what it's all about. Rich shakes his head and leaves the ring. Iceman holds the belt high again with his foot on Bass's chest to the cheers of the crowd. Bass is still your Illinois heavyweight champion, but Iceman wants to make sure that reign doesn't last much longer. And I'm sure the message that he sent in this match is going to resonate with Cowboy Ron Bass next week. All right, so now we get to our main event of the evening. World heavyweight title on the line. Stone Cold Steve Austin defending the title against the American heavyweight champion, Sting. And Sting wastes no time in cashing in his automatic world heavyweight title shot as the American heavyweight champion. Amidst all those who are coming in from around the country, Sting makes sure his name is right there at the top of the list. As you would consider with these two superstars, the match is phenomenal. The crowd is on their feet the entire time. Both men put everything on the line throughout the match, but there just isn't enough time. The 1 hour time limit expires, and both men are spent and wanting more. Sting climbs out of the ring and grabs both title belts. He rolls into the ring and hands the world heavyweight title belt to Stone Cold. He extends his hand to the Rattleshake, and they shake firmly. The crowd erupts as both men hold up their respective belts. There can be no doubt that another match between these two is on the horizon. There is a reason why these two are on top of the PWA. They are two of the best performers and athletes in pro wrestling history. May their reigns at the top be long. All right, that's it for this week. We had a great match for our finale, but also interesting matches before that building up, especially for the Illinois heavyweight title picture. But next week is looking like it's going to be even better as we continue on rolling towards Hard Day's Night at the beginning of September, the next big supercard from the PWA. And that is going to be an awesome card as we shape everything up to get to that point. But until then, this is Southern Dynamite thanking you for being here, thanking you for supporting your favorite fantasy wrestling league on the internet, Pro Wrestling America. We will see you next week.